Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland, helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
Some may find it tough to worry about estate agents, especially in a time of rapidly growing house prices. But AI is starting to have an impact on the selling of houses. My next guest is organising a big conference for the house selling sector in Waterford this week. And among the topics will be a new video system, which will save costs for companies and narrow the gap between the big and small agents, as well as new 3D floor plans to make visualization of what the house looks like easier for those who haven't yet set foot in it. Regina Mangan has her own estate agency, Liberty Blue, and is running the Real Estate Agency Summit in Waterford this week. Good morning, Regina.
Good morning, Joe and listeners.
How is the sector?
It's very strong for sellers at the moment. Very, very difficult for buyers because, needless to say, there isn't enough stock on the market.
Okay, so it's good for you because you're obviously, you get the commission on the sale.
It is, but it's a very competitive market, Joe. Like, there is a huge amount of agents. Even in Waterford, there's nearly 40 estate agents.
Right.
So the market is really, really competitive.
Okay, and have you been impacted by AI or the changing technologies?
AI, love it because it can help improve efficiencies in business in terms of helping write property descriptions, in terms of workflow processes, reducing wasteful activities.
What's a wasteful activity?
We have a piece of technology called FixFlow where our tenants and landlords can log in and the tenants can log in 24/7 to upload their maintenance issue. And so now with their advanced AI integration, it actually processes that much, much quicker.
Okay, but still the plumber or whatever who has to go out and fix it, he has to, you know, that can only happen during daylight hours between, what, 8 a.m. and 6 p.m. or something like
that.
Yeah,
but imagine if you were renting in a property and you had to wait until the office opened to actually register that issue, that you actually can log it in your own language 24/7, and then with the AI it can actually respond a lot quicker. Sometimes some of the problems can actually be troubleshooted on the system.
All right, okay. Now you're in something of a boom at the moment, not you personally, but to the estate agency industry, but you definitely weren't in a boom between 2010 and let's say 2013 or something like that. What happens in those lean years and then those not so lean years? Do you guys kind of squirrel money away in the good times because you know the bad times are on their way, or what happens?
We're no different to any other business, really. You know,
well, you are, because one is very market and seasonal dependent, the other is not.
No, but in terms of squirreling away the money, you know, you need to have, I suppose, a nest egg. But we actually in Liberty Blue only went into sales post-crash. We were property management and rental business pre that. But I think in any competitive market or difficult market, the cream rises to the top. And I think the way consumers consume, you know, when they're going to look at a product, whether it's clothes, it's online, whether it's property, it's online. And you have to really have cutting edge technology to compete in today's world and stand out when stock shrinks. So, and sometimes sellers, you know, the market is booming, you might say, but sometimes a seller might invite four or five agents out to look at their property. Mm-hmm. And four or five agents are competing for that business.
And they're competing on commission you will say you compete on service, but mostly isn't it on commission?
We don't compete on commission.
Look, you don't. So your fee is non-negotiable.
I wouldn't say it's non-negotiable. Everything is probably negotiable, Joe, but you don't want to be hiring an agent who just does the bare bones, the same way in any service. Mm-hmm. And this is where digital marketing is so important. There's a huge investment in, first of all, helping with staging a property, preparing it for sale, professional, beautiful photos. Mm-hmm. I don't believe that you should be taking photos on iPhones anymore. Proper photography makes a huge difference. Video marketing with agents talking through the features of the property, all those assets require quite a significant
investment.
How much
embellishment when it comes to staging would you tolerate?
Well, our business is about transparency and doing the right thing. So for us, it's really about getting the client, the seller, to present the property in its best possible light. Deep clean painting goes a long way. And I don't believe...
What about getting AI to stage the room differently than it actually is, i.e. change the colour of the walls, put in completely different beds?
We don't do that. We don't do that.
It does go on, though.
Sure, I can't speak for anybody else. I mean, ethics is very, very important. There's no point in having something that's a completely different product to when the person comes in the door, and sure, all they're going to be is disappointed. Mm. You want them to be happy when they get in, not disappointed or feel misled.
What about changing the colour of the sky? Often they remove all the clouds and put in a lovely blue sky.
I've makeup on this morning, Joe. You didn't see me before the makeup. Is there any difference?
I don't know. Well, no one's buying you.
Yeah,
put it that way.
Well, you know what? They're not buying the sky either. It's right. A different thing altogether. I think that's... Photographers have been doing this for years, you know, digging up the sky and maybe removing a wrinkle or two.
Tell us about the conference.
It's the Real Estate Agency Summit. It's on in Waterford in the beautiful Theatre Royal. And we have agents coming from the UK. Our main speaker is Tom Panos, who's coming from Australia. Australia's number one real estate coach. My Home are our main platinum sponsors. And
what's Tom going to talk about?
He's going to help agents actually how to communicate with your buyers and your sellers effectively. You spoke about earlier, we were chatting before we came on, about agents maybe listing properties at unrealistic prices because that's what the seller wants. Really, it's about having conversations with sellers early on and explain to them what happens if you overprice a house and how you should be regularly communicating with your sellers and managing client expectations, because it's all about communication. He'll talk about AI, and then we have other people like Kirsty Franks, who's like the real estate marketing queen in the UK. All of this brilliant gold. And we mentioned the technology Giraffe 360. What that's going to do is revolutionize the real estate market.
Giraffe 360.
Yes, because now with one piece of technology, it can create videos as well as beautiful photos.
Regina, thanks so much and best of luck with the conference. And that is Regina Mangan there from Liberty Blue, who is also hosting the conference in Waterford.
Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland, helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.